An LSU Ag Center housing specialist says a flood-damaged home requires quick action to avoid further damage and health hazards from mold, algae, and bacteria. But Claudette Hanks-Reichel says personal protection is job one.
Flood water means contaminated water. And it has sewage in it. It could have chemicals that, you know, spilled into the floodwater. So, and it can have fire ants, snakes, you know, a variety of hazards in that water. So people really should wear protective gear. They should wear rubber boots while they're wading in it, rubber gloves, and goggles.
Hanks-Reichel recommends a respirator rated N95 or better that can filter mold spores to ensure safety. She says it's important to remove everything that got wet, walls, drapes, carpeting. She says some flooring can be saved, like ceramic tile or vinyl that doesn't have paper backing. She says insulation can hold in moisture, especially if floodwaters didn't recede quickly.
The reason to open the walls is to remove and replace wet insulation, because the insulation, you know, whether it's fiberglass or cellulose, will hold that water way too long, and you could end up with mold and decay fungi.
Hanks-Reichel says a wood moisture meter is essential to gauge dampness before installing new insulation and drywall. She also urges homeowners to use flood-resistant material when rebuilding, because floods can happen again. She says the Department of Housing and Urban Development has a post-disaster home restoration guide titled Rebuild Healthy Homes. It's also an app.